every time you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to something else.
I'm here with Alicia Maples, and she is a business coach to entrepreneurs, business owners, and a business coach on the sales side of things. Because if you don't have sales, guess what? You don't have a business. So I wanted to bring Alicia up on the Walk Talk Challenge and really share some of what she does as a woman entrepreneur. So Alicia, thank you for joining me.
Hey, Jennifer, it's so good to be here. Thank you for having me.
One of the things that, even though I've just kind of given a tiny little intro to you, it's really not the who. And so I'd like for you to share with our listeners who you are and what you do.
Sure. My name is Alicia Meneses Maples, and I am a sales breakthrough coach. That is where I focus, because if you are an entrepreneur, my clients are typically super smart, really good at what they do, but they stink at sales. And if you're an entrepreneur, whether you like it or not, you're in sales. Even if you have a sales team, you are still going to be having sales conversations. And so part of my calling is to help entrepreneurs figure that piece out. You've got the brilliance in what it is that you do. Now you need some tools to help you be able to close sales, because if you can't close sales, you're not going to be in business. So if an entrepreneur, they're having conversations that are not converting, or they're hitting a ceiling in their sales numbers and they can't seem to bust through it, then I'm the person to talk to, and I'm going to help you figure out what that is and what's going on, how to tweak and adjust your sales conversations. And what I'm particularly known for from a sales standpoint is I don't teach you how to sell. I teach you how to lead your prospects down a path so that your prospects close themselves. And there's so much more power in that than trying to teach you how to sell, you know, kind of that grind of selling. It's a totally different approach to it. And it works for me, and that's why I do it. It works for everybody that I work with. So there you go.
You know, I have to say that a large part of that for me, as you were talking, I'm like, hey, that's exactly how I do it. But I hadn't actually thought of it, of the sell without selling. In my I guess, business model, I'm doing air quotes right now in the middle of my neighborhood as I'm walking, is that I put a lot of great content out there. Or I'm just going to own it. I put a lot of great content out there, exclamation, underline. Yes. And I do a lot of things out that's very visible. Mm-hmm. And what happens is I don't look for clients. I haven't looked for clients in over 10 years because I'm constantly putting the skills and knowledge that I have out into the world.
Yep.
It's not a question of, can I do the work? It's not a question of that at all. It's really a question of people approaching me and going, hey, I know these things and you've done these things. I have this project. I have this thing. Do you have time? Are you interested in doing this for us, with us? And so it's a totally different dynamic, and it's a totally different conversation to have it that way.
Yes.
Because then it's not, there is no selling. It's really just, you go straight to the negotiation point. And even then, it's not really a negotiation. It's a foregone conclusion that as long as you like each other and you like the project and you, and I have time and it, and what in my budget fits within their budget parameters, then it's just a matter of signing on the dotted line and getting started. I'm probably not the average bear, though, when it comes to stuff like that. Or maybe I am. I don't know.
Well, I mean, what you're saying is super powerful, because, and this is where your branding and your marketing and your content strategy and all of those things come into play, because you are positioning yourself so that you're attracting the types of clients that are going to be a good fit for you. And that's a huge part of it. Those things set you up for the, and I'll do the air quotes too, for the sales conversation. I mean, ultimately, you're going to have a conversation with the prospect. And the thing that I teach is, through this system and through this process, one of two things is going to happen. Number one, you're going to learn really quickly whether or not this prospect is a good fit for you. And that's important, because not every prospect is. And a huge mistake many entrepreneurs make is feeling like they have to take on anybody and everybody that comes to them. And that's just not the case. From an entrepreneur, business owner perspective, there are some clients that it doesn't matter how much they pay you, they are absolutely 100% not worth it. So having a good filtration system in your conversation is super important. And so either number one, you're going to find out that this client isn't a good fit for you, or number two, they are a good fit for you. And then you're going to lead them down a path where they realize that you are the best fit for them. And that's when they start closing themselves. So it's a beautiful thing. I've been selling since I was 9 years old. I was super confident in my sales abilities. And then I got connected to some mentors who started really unraveling the way that I sold and told me that I needed to sell in different ways. And they were showing me these big six-figure checks and all these other things. And guess what, Jennifer? That's when I stopped being successful at selling. When I started my business, I actually got to a point where I was very fearful of selling. I had no confidence anymore because I had been a spectacular failure at sales. I hired somebody to sell for me and that didn't work. And I realized if I'm ever going to be successful in my business, this is something I have to master. I have to figure this thing out. And so I dedicated myself to studying and learning and practicing and failing, but it was failing on my terms until I came up with a system that works for me. And when I discovered it, I was so excited and I just wanted to share it and still want to share it with everybody else. So that's what I do now.
Well, you know, I think what you just talked about is really the fact that when you were 9 years old, you came up upon the authentic way of selling that rang true to you, that it was a natural way for you to sell. And then when you were a grown up and you had all these quote, air quotes again, experts telling you, no, you're doing it all wrong. Here's the way to do it. It wasn't true. It wasn't authentically coming from you. And that is where you lost the sales because it wasn't you.
You're right.
I think that's key. I think a lot of times people get overwhelmed by all of the self-help and all of the knowledge out there that, you know, you turn on the internet, turn on your phone and go to YouTube and search anything. And you're going to see, you know, numerous ways that you could be successful in this, and that. But if those don't ring true for you, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money, you're wasting your energy. I think it's critical to find the path or the way that makes sense. Now, that's not everybody has instincts like that, which is where, yes, it's a good idea to have help. And even if you do have instincts, you need to hone that. And that's what you do. So talk about your process, though. And we're talking about just someone who comes to you and they are wanting to get started to learn how to sell without selling or how to master it for their business. Because if they don't sell, they don't have a business. So what are some of the things, top high level kind of things that are the obvious things that they are missing that you can see very, very crystal clear?
I think the number one sales blocker that people hit is fear of rejection. And so the best advice that I can give anybody who is feeling fear of rejection is this. Instead of looking at the sales conversation as, oh my goodness, I'm going to be interviewed or I'm going to be judged or I have to sell myself or I have to prove myself. Do you feel all the weight and the pressure of that?
I felt anxiety just you saying that.
Yeah. And so it's no wonder that they're not closing any sales because they haven't even gone into the conversation yet, and they have drummed up all of this anxiety. And so the shift that I give to people is this: don't look at it as, oh my gosh, I'm going to be judged. I have to prove myself. I have to, look at it as you are the interviewer. When you understand that time is the most precious asset that you have, and you look at whether or not this prospect is really worth the time that you're going to take with them. Because every time you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to something else. then you can look at your conversation as, I am interviewing this prospect to determine whether or not they are a good fit for me, whether or not I am really a good fit for them, and whether or not the time, the precious time that I have, is worthwhile to invest in this person. Do you hear the calmness of mm-hmm. that?
Well, and it's a powerful position to be in too, because it is a two-way interview. You don't want to take every opportunity. It will not serve you well, and you will not serve it well.
Correct. Correct. So that's one that I would say that is the most common sales block, Jennifer, that, mm-hmm. that I hear from people is mm-hmm. When we drill down to it, it is a fear of rejection and what am I going to do mm-hmm. and how do I do it? And so that's the mental shift.
Yeah, that's huge. That is huge. That is so big to be able to, you know what? It's very liberating to just
yes.
have that mind shift. And that kind of frees you up from the anxiety and the emotional frenzy of going into there to kind of quote, ask for the sale. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think you've hit it out of the park just with that one. So when you work with clients, what are some of the processes that you go through in order? And again, high level, one thing that you say is the key to a working relationship that works.
Between me and the client, the first thing that we always do is they fill out a questionnaire because I want to make sure that I'm going to be able to help this person. Yeah. And I want to make sure that they're a right fit for me. And if they're not, then I can refer them to somebody who I think is going to be better for them. So that's the first step. And then the second step is really understanding where they are in their business and what it is that they're trying to achieve. My best work with people is with business owners who are, I mean, they're ready for a change, not necessarily just slow moving, but they're ready to make change. They're ready for that change now. They're tired of putting in so many hours into what they're doing and not seeing a return on it. And they want their lives back. Everything that they're pouring into of themselves is into their business, and they're ready to have their life back. And so they are ready to pull the trigger and do things differently. That's my ideal client. And so I understand what they want to get out of their life. I do life first strategic coaching so that we can design their business and their business processes around the kind of life that they want to live versus trying to cram life into the little bitty pieces that their business gives them. Mm. That's backwards.
Yeah, I love it.
For me.
So how can folks find you? How can they get connected? How can they learn more about what it is that you do? How can they just be an Alicia fan?
Thank you for that. The best place that they can go where they can get some really good information for free is I have a free Facebook group. So they can search on Facebook for a group called Brilliant Sales Secrets. That's Brilliant Sales Secrets, or it's facebook.com/group/ Brilliant Sales. And there I've got at this point, at the time of this recording, I've got over 85 different training videos on a whole variety of sales topics. So they're going to get tremendous value getting into that group. And then they'll get a little taste. They'll get a taste for what I'm all about and what it's like to work with me. And if they want to do something or pursue something from there, then they can get in touch with me.
Mm, I love it. Okay, last thought. What
yes.
are your words of wisdom for someone who is thinking about doing what you're doing? Because you didn't just wake up one day and this was like, ding, you know, somebody waved a magic wand and you were who you were doing what you do. What are your words of wisdom for someone who is listening to this and going, that's a path I'd like to pursue professionally? And I know there's a lot of accreditations, a lot of training, but just your words of wisdom for that person.
Good question, Jennifer. I'm going to get really practical with my answer. And I'm going to say, before you launch, like if I'm assuming this is a person who is in maybe the corporate world or already has a different kind of a job, I would say get 6 months of expenses worth of bills in your bank. Then analyze what you think your expenses are going to be for your business and get 6 months of those in the bank before you launch. And in that time, as you set that goal to reach those numbers, start practicing what it is that you want to do. Start doing it any chance that you have. Do it for free, even if you have to, just to make sure that this really is the path that you want to pursue. And in that time, you'll be able to get feedback from people that will better inform how you do what you're doing. You will also get testimonials from people, which you're going to need to help build up your credibility as you're building up your bank account. And the reason that I say this about the finances is because once you're in it, once you're doing this and you're doing it full time, if you are desperate for money, it comes across. And desperation for money makes you make bad decisions about who you're going to take on as clients and a whole host of other things. But if you have that sense of financial freedom behind you and you're not feeling that desperation, that also comes through. And mentally, it allows you to make really good decisions for yourself, for your business, and for your family. So that's the advice I would give.
I love it. That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
This has been awesome. So much fun, Jennifer.